Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Ronnie was growing lonely in New York.
And I sometimes think how good it would be to have a shoulder to cry on.
Roy Cohn met his nemesis.
Fucking Jake Barnes!
Introducing in this episode,
Francis Podras, journalist, jazz lover. He would work till round midnight to help Jake. Bud Powell, American jazz pianist, a tormented genius who would do anything for a friend.
Submission to the Herald Tribune. Music review, Francis Podras. Attention, Mr. Barnes. Paris, April the 7th. The great American pianist Bud Powell played what turned out to be two solo sets at Le Bar Nègre last night. Hampered at first by a sluggish rhythm section of Parisian locals, Monsieur Powell soon left them behind. First, the drummer. Then the bass player trailed off and stood watching Monsieur Powell in disbelief. They did not return to the bandstand for the second set. Powell took familiar standards like T for Two and newer bebop compositions like Ornithology and led them through a series of run-ups and down the keyboard, in and out of time and melody, crashing up against chords that seems to have positioned themselves at unexpected junctions around hairpin turns, then emerging unscathed on the other side, but for a few distinguishing whips plucked from the chord. Much like other American geniuses such as Les Keystone Cops or Monsieur Abbott and Costello driving their flivvers into a barn and coming out the other side trailing whips of hay. There is no hay seed on Monsieur Powell, but he exhibits the same consummate skill and timing masked as utter recklessness. On the night this reporter ventured out to review Monsieur Powell's performance, the audience included Monsieur Roy Cohn and G. David Shine, the associates of the American Senator Joseph McCarthy, at a table with the Vichy collaborator Maurice Chevalier. They left during the first set, as Monsieur Powell was negotiating a breathtaking passage of You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me.
Garçon, a drink for Mr. Powell, whatever he's having.
Another table near the bandstand was a group that included Mr. Jacob Barnes, managing editor of the Paris Herald Tribune, Monsieur Thomas Fowler, Asian correspondent of the Times of London, Monsieur Nicholas Carraway, the noted American novelist, and Mademoiselle Christine Jorgensen, best known for a recent medical procedure in Copenhagen. At the end of the second set, Monsieur Powell joined this latter group, and it was then that the evening took a bizarre and very nearly a tragic turn.
Do you notice how Maurice Chevalier beat it out of here the minute you started messing around with you brought a new kind of love to me?
To tell the God's honest truth, I'm amazed that he recognized it at all. I surely wouldn't have. There was no melody. I mean, is that what you hep cats nowadays call beep bop? Like that Thelonious Monk and all those other strange musicians wear those outlandish sunglasses and berets and goatees.
But he didn't mean...
Bud, just take it. Bud, put down...
Grab his wrist.
Bud. Bud, it's all right. Come on now, let's take a walk.
Blood. There's blood all over the tablecloth.
Relax, Caraway. It's not yours. Powell cut himself when he broke the bottle.
I know. I knew I wasn't in any real danger as soon as Jake stepped in, but that poor man, his hand...
His hands are his whole life. Maybe I should take a look.
No, let Barnes alone with him for a while.
See your hand. Well, it's not so bad. It's a clean cut. You'll probably need a stitch or two, though, so we should get you to a hospital.
No hospital. I spent too much time.
Yeah, I know. Christine, could you bring my briefcase over?
Why, he keeps medical supplies in his briefcase?
Since his ambulance corps days in the First War.
Glass comes out. We'll need some gin. Not for you, Bud, for the wound. Christine, could you pour a little on? One stitch, two stitches will be good as new. You know, I heard your father play.
You did?
Yeah, Earl Powell. That was your dad, right? Stride player, kick butt. Just before I shipped out for France in 1915. Your father and Willie Smith.
Willie the Lion Smith.
Yeah, they didn't call him that then. That came later. He was in France, came over with a band unit, but got himself switched to an artillery unit. I ran into him over there, too. They started calling him the Lion because he was fearless in battle.
What was Harlem like in those days?
Oh, I was there such a short time, but it was amazing to a kid from Kansas City. The music, the art, the people.
You were from Kansas City? Did you know Prez? Basie? Did you ever hear Bird play when he was starting out?
No, I was gone from Kansas City by then. I heard some of the early territory bands, though. And once I went to Sedalia, Missouri, and I heard Scott Joplin play. His music had the truth where all real music starts from. Your playing has that truth too, Bud. I came to New York a few times in the 30s. I heard Art Tatum play on 52nd Street and Coleman Hawkins. But then the war started and I didn't leave Europe in those years. I heard stories, though, about the after-hours sessions at Minton's Playhouse and the greatness of Thelonious Monk.
Minton's. I was there, you know. One night when they raided the place, Monk was playing the piano that night, and they went after him. They came after him with clubs, and they put the cuffs on him.
I heard about that. You wouldn't let the cops near him. You told them, you don't know what you're doing. You're mistreating the greatest musician in the world.
That's what they say. I don't remember nothing.
They hid you. You stood between them and Monk, and they clubbed you on the head with their nightsticks.
Just me, not Monk. Me. I stopped him from hitting Monk. I know because when I woke up, we were all in a cell together. And Monk was all right. They arrested the greatest musician in the world. But they didn't hit him. Me, not Monk. I guess I ain't been right in the head since.
There are rumors that Monsieur Powell suffers from nervous disorders as a result of that blow. It is apparent, however, that his mistreatment at the hands of the iniquitous American justice system has not affected his genius. Francis Podras.
Memo from Barnes. Podras, stick to the music and cut out all the other crap. What is this, a music review or a soap opera? If it's a news story, you buried the lead.
Jake and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Ali McGraw as Christian Jorgensen, Stan Strickland as Bud Powell, Benoit Félix Lombard as Francis Podras, and Pat Oliphant as Thomas Fowler. Tune in next time to hear Nick say,
"I suppose it could be true that some men are, well, you know, smaller than others."